Tucked away in the back of the Sioux Falls Empire Mall, the American Red Cross put on a two-day blood drive. Jenna Lee Martin is a frequent donor. She decided to give blood again.
I think the best part is knowing that I'm going to help somebody. I'm healthy, so I can help somebody who is not as healthy and doesn't have that luxury right now.
The Red Cross reported that 30% of the population is eligible to donate blood, but only 1% does. Patty Brooks is the executive director of the American Red Cross for Eastern South Dakota. She says they focus on regional blood drives rather than statewide efforts.
We don't collect blood all across South Dakota, not from like central and western. There just isn't the availability to bring in phlebotomists and keep the blood fresh because it does need to be transported. But all of the counties that I am responsible for in eastern South Dakota do have blood donation sites available, and we've done a great job of meeting that demand here in eastern South Dakota.
The American Red Cross uses blood donations for national emergencies. Local blood donation centers are responsible for supplying local hospitals, such as Sanford and Avera. Ken Versteeg is executive director of the Community Blood Bank. He says demand for blood donations increased this year because of all the surgeries that were put off during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Kind of a catch-22 for us, where we're struggling, where we're seeing an increase in need and also a decrease in people participating in donating blood.
Versteeg encourages anyone eligible to donate a unit of blood to volunteer. Signing up is a simple process, and all appointments are scheduled in advance for safety precautions. Reporting for SDPB, I'm Laura Johnson.